Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast, presented as always by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook. Download the app and use promo code DNVR when you sign up. We've got a great show for you guys today. We've had such a fun day. I've also had a shadow from CSU, and we're going to talk to her in a little bit. She did survive the day at DNVR. We have so much to talk about. We have actual spring training news, some good, some not so good. We're going to talk about the WBC. We talked to Danielle Allentuck of the Denver Gazette, she beat us down to spring training. She's already down there. So she's got all the tea on everything going on down there. We have some starters picked for us, for the Rockies. No, for other teams. Yeah. Someone else has already picked their opening day starter. It's going to be a show. We're having a show today, you guys. But first we have to talk about Herman Marquez. So we thought this is kind of strange. So the Rockies, you know, during spring training, they send us, you know, footage of things that are happening around spring training. We didn't see any footage of Herman Marquez pitching yesterday, and now we have a better understanding why. Herman Marquez has tweaked his left hamstring, and because of this, he is going to sit out his spot on Venezuela's World Baseball Classic roster. So, of course, he's so devastated by this. He is so bummed because he was very stoked to be a part of this team. We're going to talk to Danielle Allentuck about this later on in the show. But we have sound from Herman himself. Alyssa, do we have it? Are we ready to roll it? Yeah. All right. So here's what he had to say about his injury.
Yeah, I'm so sad. It was like last Friday. I was sprinting and I tweaked my hamstring and I was running and... I'm sad. I'm, you know, disappointed because, you know, I want to be in the World Baseball Classic, but I had to do my recovery and be healthy to be on the start of the season. 2 days ago, I talked to the Doogie and Body Black. They told me that I had to rest up and, you know, take it easy. And it's hard for me because I want to be in the World Baseball Classic. I want to be with the Venezuelan team, and it's hard for me.
Yeah, you can see it in his eyes. I mean, I always say this. We notice this after he has a rough start. He has the saddest eyes. Herman Marquez has the absolute saddest eyes when he has been disappointed, and it hurts me to see it so much. But yes. Bud Black said that Marquez will back off of his bullpens early on in camp, and that injury shouldn't delay the start of the season for now, hopefully. We're going to hear more about this, too, in a little bit. But speaking of the WBC, we got to talk about Justin Lawrence, who has been training so hard this whole offseason. But we finally heard from him about how honored he is to officially be a part of Team Panama, because we talked to him about this at the end of the 2022 season. He was like, yeah, like, they know I'm in. I hope it works out. So now that it's official, we've got some great sound from him, especially about his crazy travel schedule, because he has to kind of go across the world for this. But yeah, we ready for this? All right. So here's what Justin Lawrence had to say about his upcoming run with Team Panama.
The opportunity to play definitely became a reality, you know, these past few years. Before, it was always just like, you know, that'd be awesome. You know, it's the equivalent of the Olympics to represent a country. And I remember Panama came in and played, let's say played a minor league team in Jacksonville or something like that. Back when I was a kid, I have a picture of me and my grandpa who lives in Panama up in the seats, and I'm wearing a Panama jersey. And it's so it kind of all comes full circle to see that now I have the opportunity to represent a country. I think it's about a 30-hour travel day. I think it's four different flights. The longest one's about 10 hours. It's to Taiwan. So between the 30 hours and the 12-hour time difference, I'll be losing about 2 days in a span of about 24 hours.
Yeah, that's a lot of travel. That's got to be exhausting to do that right before a tournament, to do that right before your season starts. So I hope these guys have some real good seats. Justin Lawrence did say, so he's got a first-class ticket, and it's like those sleeper seats. So he has a seat there. But he mentioned his wife it will also be on the flight, but it sounds like she will not have a first-class seat. So he's like, yeah, I think we'll trade a little bit. So that's nice of him. He's a nice guy. He will share. Yeah, we've got a bunch to talk about on this fantastic Rockies program today. Lots more spring training stuff to get into now that pitchers and catchers have reported and some other guys have started to filter in too. But first, we should mention how great it is to be a diehard here at the DNVR. All the magic is happening down at the DNVR bar at the corner of Colfax and York, and it's a Friday, so you know what that means. Time to get facked up. Oh, we have a guest. It's a beer. We have a live studio audience today, ladies and gentlemen. We like to call it getting facked up, the Friday Afternoon Club, the thing that never really kicked off, but we still do every single Friday.
Yes.
Yes. If you're not a diehard already, you are missing out on facking, but you're also missing out on 15% off of your entire tab at the DNVR bar. That's food, that's beverages, and that is a really good deal. That in itself is worth a lot. You are also getting 20% off of everything at dnvrlocker.com. You are getting 20% off for Broncos tailgates and the Nuggets party buses. Those are a blast. That annual membership comes with a free t-shirt from dnvrlocker.com, not just once, every damn year. You're getting extra raffle tickets at all of our watch parties to win even more free gear and access to our diehards only Discord, where you can have the most unhinged conversations about sports and more with all of your closest friends. So yeah, head to the DNVR. Do I know our website? TheDNVR.com to sign up. It's the best. You know what else is the best? We love our partnership with Breck Brew. Obviously, I have a coworker who just shoved a Breck Brew in my face. There it is. Who could that be? Who could possibly be shoving a beer in my face during my live show right now? Couldn't be RG. Couldn't be. What? No one guessed. No one cares. Oh, that was mean. I'm sorry. We're not bullies here at DNVR. And neither is Breck Brew. They are the absolute best vibes of all time. But yeah, Breck and DNVR have teamed up to give some lucky DNVR fans the ultimate game day experience. We're talking VIP tickets, Lexus Club access, DNVR merch. Best thing yet, parking, absolutely clutch. So for the Avs, the game that we have paired up to give away tickets to, that is on March 9th versus the LA Kings. You were getting two tickets so close to the rink, Lexus Club access, a parking pass, DNVR gear. That Nuggets game that we're giving away for March 30th versus the New Orleans Pelicans, two tickets that are courtside. Have you heard about courtside fits? Look it up if you haven't. But yeah, you can rock a courtside fit. Everyone will see it. You'll be a star. Incredible. You're also getting Lexus Club access with that, parking pass, DNVR gear, the whole shebang. Here's how to enter. Go to thednvr.com/BreckSweeps, then complete the form to enter. It is absolutely that easy, but you must be 21 or older. There is a link in the show description. The winners will be selected 1 week before each game. You know what we love a ton? Even more convenient than having a parking pass at Ball Arena? Jive Hive. Thank you for the assist. Jive Hive, the Amazon of dispensaries. They are keeping those prices low for you too, because they don't have to pay for a brick and mortar. They are all mobile and they are coming to you. So you might not want to go to a dispensary for a lot of reasons. It's too cold outside. The weather is not cooperating. Maybe you have a job, like you're a lawyer, maybe you're a doctor, maybe you just don't like your coworkers and don't want to run into them at the dispensary. You don't have to worry about that. You are getting privacy and security. If you're already partying, hey, they will come to your party, drop it off for you. What is better than that? So make sure you visit jivehive.com. That is JIVEHYVE.com and get your order delivered the same day or schedule a delivery window and they will be there to say, hi. That was a drum roll. Was that a good drum roll? Yeah. I'm crushing it today, you guys. Absolutely crushing it.
Again? I hear it now.
Wait, how long does it go? This is a Friday show, ladies and gentlemen. But yes, it is Friday. It's the weekend. Get in touch with Jive Hive. That is JIVEHYVE.com. Now serving Monument, Falcon, Peyton, Fountain, Woodland Park, Security, Widefield, Aurora, and Greenwood Village with much more to come. Again, that is JIVEHYVE.com. Thank you guys for all participating in these ad reads. That was fun. I love some teamwork. All right, so we had a chance to talk to Danielle Allentuck earlier today. So she is one of the reporters down there already at spring training. Patrick heads down there this weekend, so she will be seeing some DNVR folks soon. But we got the intel on things going down. Alyssa, are we ready to roll it?
Yes.
All right, here is what Danielle Allentuck had to say. Joining the pod now is Danielle Allentuck of the Denver Gazette. She does a great job covering the Rockies, and she is down there at spring training right now. You've got all the inside info, but Danielle, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. We haven't seen each other in so long, but we're going to see so much of each other very soon.
Exactly.
We have to talk about the big news of today, Airman Marquez and this hamstring situation. What is happening and why are we just finding out about this today?
Yeah, so it only happened last Friday, so it hasn't been that long. And they were kind of trying to, you know, test it out a little bit, see where he was at. They pulled him back. He didn't throw bullpen at the other pitchers the other day. He's been getting treatment, and they made the decision yesterday as a precaution to pull him out of the World Baseball Classic. They're not overly concerned about it. He's still playing catch. He's still running. He'll throw a bullpen next week. But just for his health and longevity for the season, they just decided it's not worth it at this point. Now, if he's doing better later and Venezuela advances to the next round, they said that they'll reconsider and he may be able to get into that.
He looked so bummed in that interview today. He looked so sad to be missing the World Baseball Classic.
He was. I mean, he loves his home country. He loves Venezuela. He was one of the first players to commit to do it. So he's been looking forward to this for a really long time. It means a lot to him and his family. But, you know, he knows the health of his season is more important than being able to go in one tournament.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, we, of course, would much rather have him be healthy for the whole season. But he should be starting on time. Is that the case?
Yes. As of right now, they don't have any concerns. He won't be ready.
All right. Speaking of injuries, we have to talk about Chris Bryant. Have you seen him in action yet?
I did. I saw him with my own eyes. He can hit. He can run. He can do all the things. There's no worries there. He says he's fully healthy and ready to go. I think the thing that I always come back to is the two injuries he had last year. They weren't just something you put a cast on and you get better in 6 weeks. You know, they're kind of injuries that can affect you for your entire career. So I think for my point, I'm more interested how they manage it for a whole 162 games.
Yeah. What shoes is he wearing walking around the clubhouse? Have you seen?
You know, he's not in a clubhouse when we're there. He's a veteran. He knows what to do.
That is true. You've gotten a good look at some of the new guys who have arrived. Who is standing out to you right now?
You know, I think reliever-wise, Brent Suter, from both a pitching perspective and also just a leadership perspective. I talked to him yesterday for a long time. He's kind of got that, like, dad vibe going. He is going to be a leader of that clubhouse. On and off the field, I think he's going to be great for the bullpen. I've been really intrigued by some of the prospects. Zach Veen was out there training with Chris Bryant every day. I think that's really good for both of them, especially Zach, you know, seeing MVP out there with him every day. He looks really good. Brendan Doyle looks really good. He's another prospect who now maybe is in competition for an opening day start with Brandon Grichuk out. He was, you know, smashing cards in the parking lot earlier during batting practice.
That's amazing. Okay, these are great things to know. I have one more question before I let you go. Did I see that Charlie Blackman was talking to the Michigan State baseball team earlier today?
He may have been. I don't know.
We just got a video of it, and I'm like, I have so many questions. Well, thank you for
being... I do know his main concern right now is about his song and what's going to happen this season with that. He did ask if we thought that rule was going to be actually enforced this year.
Oh my gosh. So it's on his radar, and he'll be bummed if he doesn't get the whole walk-up routine that he's had this whole career of his.
Exactly. I mean, it's his thing.
I'm stressed, and I'm sad that he is stressed too. This is devastating. Thoughts, yes, and prayers for Charlie Blackman. Danielle, do you have anything that you need to plug? Anything you want to shout out before I let you go?
I don't think so. Just follow me on Twitter. We've been posting a lot of stuff there and have a lot of big things to come this spring.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Danielle, you were crushing it down there. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes to hop on the pod.
Thank you. See you soon.
Oh, she's great. I can always count on Danielle to know everything that's going on. So the fact that she did not know why the Michigan State baseball team was hanging out shook me. And to be fair, no one else knew. Everyone else I asked had no idea. So apologize for putting her on the spot, but I expect Danielle to just know everything. We have such a great audience now. Like, I have like 7 coworkers up here. I can't count, but I think that's a... They also sampled these like monster alcoholic beverages like a couple of hours ago. So some of them are kind of in the bag. Like they're rowdy. Alyssa, they're rowdy, right? They're a little rowdy. Do you have a microphone, Alyssa?
There we go.
Hop on there.
I'm on
here. How
many
Rocky shows have you done now total?
I think this is my third, fourth, 3 or 4.
How are you liking the Rocky shows compared to other shows?
Good. I mean, you know, there's a little chaos to them, but you know.
A little.
No, they're not. They're smooth. Everything was in Dropbox. It was great.
That's true. I did Dropbox my videos.
Yes.
I try to minimize the chaos wherever
edit
I can.
Edit them and Dropbox them.
Thank you. Look at me compensating for how chaotic I am. I love that we got Danielle on the show, though. She mentioned Brent Suter and how definitely one of the guys that should be on everyone's radar. We got a chance to hear from him for the first time as a Rocky. And, I mean, he's a pitcher. He's talking all about his new slider, which is the way he talks about his slider is hysterical. Alyssa, do we have that ready? All right. So here is what Brent Suter has to say about his new favorite pitch.
The grip kind of, I don't know if something changed my arm slot or something, but it just kind of, it went away a little bit. But Taylor Rogers, who came to the Brewers last year in a trade, showed me his grip, spaced out the fingers a little bit, and it really helped. It felt like an easier on the arm and easier, cleaner movement and later movement. And so I just said, I'm going to, you know, for lack of a better word, I'm going to date this grip for a little bit. And I'm going to try it, keep going. And then I was like, I want to get engaged to this grip, you know, and then I married it. You know? So I worked really hard on just getting consistent with that grip and not letting it pop too much, but having it tunnel as a fastball and go to the glove side arm and down movement. So the immediate results were enough. We're like, okay, let's go on another date. You know what I mean? It was like, okay, it's moving. And that felt like nothing. It felt like I was throwing fastballs, you know what I mean? No torque or anything on the elbow. And then, I kept doing it and finding the best release point and, you know, throwing it with more and more conviction. And I was like, yeah, this is the grip.
All right. You can tell he is such a character. Can't wait to meet this guy. I love the way pitchers talk about their pitches. And like, I loved that he was just motioning his grip the whole time he was talking. Hysterical. I love it. He's married to the game and married to his slider. I respect it. We are going to get into some baseball headlines in just a second. But first, we got to tell you about the American Raptors. If you don't know about the American Raptors, they are Rugby Town USA's favorite team. They are the absolute best going on. And they come from backgrounds, these guys, these players, these rugby athletes come from backgrounds in nearly every professional sport in the world. So these guys just have all the necessary skills to excel at the game of rugby. And the best thing about hitting up an American Raptors game, they are totally free, seriously. So head to AmericanRaptors.com and grab your free ticket for the upcoming season or stream their games on their website. They stream every single one of them. Even better, our guy Colton Strickler has it all covered for you with the weekly DNVR Rugby podcast. So you can learn rugby with Colton's 101 Rugby podcasts. He's got exclusive interviews with the athletes and coaches, and it's rugging awesome. That is a saying, I think. All of that and more at AmericanRaptors.com. And listen, we got to talk about, of course, our great friends at DraftKings. Did you put any money on any games, Alyssa? Any football games? Any big games?
No, I shouldn't admit this, but I've never bet in my whole life. Oh, not once. God.
Well, you know what? New customers, if you use code DNVR at sign up,
hey-o,
you could get up to $200 in bonus bets if you have a winning bet.
All right, sign me up.
Isn't that
incredible? Someone else bet for me.
So listen, you can do no sweat bets for the NBA. We've got MLB bets already up there. And I know a lot of our coworkers won some money. One of our coworkers in particular, we were here watching the big game on Sunday, and he left in or right before the fourth quarter because he had bet on the Chiefs to win and didn't want to look excited around me because he knows I'm an Eagles fan and knows I would have killed him. But he won a lot of money, so I'm happy for him. But in that moment, like it would have been a fight. So yes, I know for a fact that the people in this room do be winning money on DraftKings Sportsbook. But here's the deal. Download the app now. Sign up with code DNVR. New customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. And remember to use code DNVR. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. All right. And we've shouted out all of the people who keep the lights on here, which is great. We're going to get into some baseball headlines. The Angels have already named Shohei Ohtani as their opening day starter because who the hell else would they pick? So good for him. Good for him. Corbin Burnes. Speaking of pitchers, we've got some drama with Corbin Burnes. He did an interview earlier where he spoke out about the bad blood that's lingering after his arbitration hearings this past offseason and said that it's hurt his relationship with the Brewers. He was very candid and very open about this. So it was kind of wild to hear about because he's one of the best, if not the best starter in baseball. He is fantastic. But he said about this hearing, quote, "They were trying to do what they can do to win the hearing, but I think there were other ways they could have gone about it and probably been a little more respectful with how they went about it. At the end of the day, here we are. They obviously won it," end quote. So in this interview, he said that he made it sound like the Brewers tried to blame him for them not making the postseason. I mean, keep in mind, the Brewers finished second in the NL Central, and they were one game behind Philly for that final wild card spot, that final NL wild card spot. But there is bad blood between Corbin Burnes, and he'll be a free agent soon enough. But you have to wonder how this is going to affect his relationship with the Brewers going forward, because once there's that bad blood, once that has happened in your arbitration hearing where they've said the things that they're going to say to get your price down, there's kind of no going back from that. So very interesting. I want to shout out this one comment from James circling back to the Angels. He goes, maybe the Angels should try Mike Trout on the mound. Oh my gosh, that would be awful. Also, Shohei's really good. What are we doing here? Shohei can do anything. Manny Machado is making headlines today. So he has announced he plans to opt out of that 10-year, $300 million contract with San Diego after this year. So Chelsea James tweeted this out earlier. She said that the Padres know where he stands, know where Machado stands when it comes to a new deal, and that the market has changed dramatically since he signed. So this is kind of big. So Manny said, quote, "So far this year, I'm a Padre, but who knows after next year?" He also said, quote, "Obviously the team knows where I stand, my situation with the opt-out coming. I think I've expressed that I will be opting out after this year, but my focus is not about 2024. My focus is about 2023 and what I can do for the ball club and what I have done for this organization and what we are going to continue to do here. I think we have something special here growing, and I don't think anything is going to change." So it sounds like my take on this, he's seen all of the money the Padres have thrown at these big names this offseason. You know, they gave so much money to Yu Darvish, to Xander Bogaerts. They tried to get Aaron Judge and Trey Turner with so much money. So much money they were throwing at these guys. So he's seeing all of that. So he's probably thinking, okay, they have the money, obviously. They want to do whatever it takes to win. And they're in that window right now. So, I mean, you hate to see also this distraction, this other story happening while they are in that window, right when people are finally on board thinking, oh, the Padres are going to be good. So we'll see. Obviously, you know, if he leaves, that's great news for the Rockies, but interesting to see how this is all going to play out. Bob Melvin said, quote, "We've shown a willingness to keep the important guys here, and I'm sure there is a good chance with Manny too." It sounds to me right now that they're probably going to throw whatever money they have to keep Manny Machado around. He's also, can we talk about how much he has grown up in the past couple of years? Because when they first signed him, when he was a free agent, he was a kid. He was wild. And now he is just such a great presence in that clubhouse. So we'll see. We'll see how it all works out. And that is that. That's all the main news. We have a special guest, though, today. So we had Ruby Kayser, who is a student athlete at CSU. Come on in, Ruby. Yes. Everyone loves Ruby. Ruby has been shadowing today. And I know you've done a lot of internships. I know you've shadowed a lot of different sports media entities. What was your takeaway after spending the day at DNVR?
I think the unique thing about you guys here is that you guys have a lot of fun. And so it's been cool because I watched you edit and create content and prepare the podcast on a timeline and do some really cool and exciting work, but also like have a lot of fun while you're doing it, which I think is super special and probably makes this place a really fun place to work.
Thank you for just emphasizing that we do work.
Yes.
Thank you for saying that. Especially on a Friday. We have like even maybe too much fun on Fridays. Ruby, what are your goals in the sports media world?
I definitely want to get into some kind of sports broadcasting of some kind, maybe sideline, maybe play-by-play, color, maybe doing a podcast. I really haven't like decided how specific I want to be yet, but something along those lines. So it's been fun to kind of dip my toes and see what you do and see what other people do. So
yeah. You're going to be a part of a basketball broadcast tomorrow, right?
Yep. I'm doing, I think, a quarter of play-by-play for the CSU women's games. So tune into that and you can hear me do some of that.
I'm going to listen because that's really exciting. What time is that game?
I think it's at 1:00. So
nice. Yep. This is very exciting. And you're going to be a senior next year, correct?
Yep. I'll be a fourth year. So I have that COVID year because I played my freshman year in 2020. So yeah, I'm like, it's weird when people ask if you're a senior or not, because it's like, I'm kind of a senior, but yeah, I'm in my fourth year.
So it's got to be so weird, especially for athletes, because you get that COVID year. Mm-hmm. How exactly does that work? Are people taking that year? I can't even imagine what it's been like to go through college during COVID.
Yeah, I think I've definitely been a part of college athletics in a really unique time because the transfer portal is crazy and the COVID year. So it's like a lot of people are utilizing both and taking their COVID year and transferring and getting grad school paid for, which is really cool. And so it'll be cool to see like what everyone in my class does, because I'm from a class of 7. So I think a lot of people are going to take their fifth year, which makes me more inclined to be like, oh, maybe I'll take my fifth year too. And We've gotten some transfers who've come into play grad school and that sort of thing, but it seems like a lot of people are utilizing it, which is kind of cool. But
I mean, if you have it, why not use it?
I know. College forever. That's what I'm like.
Honestly, that's not a bad idea. I mean, we kind of live like college in here. So. when do you have to decide that?
I feel like for me, it's going to be like a game time decision. Like you could decide after. I just have to decide before the season of my fifth year, but wow. I'll probably decide at the end of this season and kind of like see how I feel about it. But yeah.
Nice. So I know you're trying out play by play. What else are your plans? Cause college is like the time to just like try everything out, get the reps in. Yeah. That is just like what it is absolutely perfect for. Do you have anything else mapped out in terms of like trying new things? Do you have internships? Do you have more shadows lined up?
Yeah, so I'm trying to do a shadow with Bridget Howard, who does all of the Mountain West sideline. I shadowed her at the volleyball tournament when our team got out, which was really cool. I got to kind of like see what she does and see what the play-by-play did. They had some ESPN analysts come in, and so that was pretty cool. I've been doing, I was hired as like a private contractor, which felt really, ooh, really professional and old for filling in for Big Rob at the Eagles games. So I do like on-court hosting for them.
Nice.
So I'll do next weekend, the 24th and the 25th. I'm doing some of those. And then I do the CSU women's and men's basketball games every once in a while, doing like on-court hosting stuff. And then I also am on our school TV show. So
yes.
Yeah, I kind of have like dipped my toes in a little bit of like the hosting, the like TV stuff, and yeah.
How do you balance this with the very demanding schedule of being on the volleyball team?
It's definitely a lot. My coaches are always like checking in, like, are you okay? Like, you seem like a crazy person, like stop saying yes to everything. But I think like I've always been the type of person to like want to do more and learn more and say yes to things. And like, I'm not afraid to reach out to people and be like, hey, can I come like hang out with you for the day or like whatever. And it's opened up a lot of opportunities for me. And I really like being busy, so it doesn't really bother me that much. I do get tired, but you know, who doesn't? This is the time to like take advantage of that stuff. So
you think you're tired now?
I know, seriously.
Wait 10 years from now, then we'll talk. No, this is great. You're doing it exactly right. I remember, yeah, I put way too much on my plate in college, but like I learned so much.
Yeah. I mean, it's paid off. So there
it's
you go.
It's paid off.
Yeah,
mostly.
Maybe I'll be the next Susie Hunter. You never know.
You're the next Ruby Kayser. Yeah. So don't say that. No, I'm so excited for you. You are such a bright young talent. Oh, and she's a Sagittarius, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep. And a Swifty.
I've told everyone at work. I was like, no, it's take your daughter to work day. This is my child. I had her when I was 12.
It's so scary.
Anything, where can people follow you on social media?
My Twitter is at Ruby Kayser Media. My Instagram is just at Ruby Kayser. But yeah, a lot of my like cool stuff that I'm doing is on that Twitter account. So
yeah. Well, you were doing it right. I am so proud of you. It was such a pleasure having you here today.
Thank you for having me. I've had so much fun.
Oh my gosh. We had a blast. Yay. We had a blast. All right. So we got to wrap the show up because I have some crazy coworkers here who are trying to fack it up. So make sure you follow all of the latest Rockies news at DNVR_Rockies on Twitter. You can follow me at TheSusieHunter on all platforms. And make sure you tune in all next week. I will be here in this exact same seat every damn day because Patrick will be at spring training. So he will be getting us incredible content. And then the week after that, we're going to switch. So it's on. Baseball season is here. This is the time to start really, really tuning in because we have some really cool stuff to talk about. Let's do it. We're going to close out the show. How do we close out a show? What do they say about me closing out a show, Alyssa?
What do they say?
That I don't know how to do it. So I'll just say see you later. And I will talk to you Monday at 11 a.m.